Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
412 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you. Tuesday afternoon, getting ready for bands on the beach tonight, 7 o'clock, over at the Casino Beach stage. And I was checking the weather just a few minutes ago before I came on. We broke it out hour by hour. So beginning this afternoon, from now all the way through probably 11, 12 o'clock tonight, really no mention of rain. So bands on the beach looking pretty good tonight. That's just one story that we're following for you today. But there are three other important things you need to know about this hour. And here we go.
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Okay, we're following these down for you. Thousands of local voters have been purged from the voting rolls since 2024. More than 31,000 names have been eliminated after a new state law requiring inactive voters to be removed. This is after four consecutive general elections. An analysis of the numbers show that both Republicans and Democrats are being removed at proportional rates.
Number two.
Well, the state says Pensacola is spending too much money. Governor DeSantis now wants to review the books on the city's buildings and data information. DOGE is demanding access to the city's files on August 18th and 19th. The topic that had the highest number of requests for information was about diversity, equity, and inclusion. With 16 specific requests, Mayor Reeves confirmed that the city would provide full transparency to the governor's office.
Number three.
Okay, Pensacola Energy customers could potentially see a rate hike this fall. The projected amount is 5% more on bills after October. The increase is part of the proposed 2025-2026 annual budget for the city. Now, the proposed budget comes as the city's facing scrutiny from DOGE. Now, one of those items that that Austin was just mentioning to you is really digging deep into the DEI concept.
Right.
Finding out about that. But also, it's the transfers from Pensacola Energy to the city's general fund also getting DOGE's attention, and they'll be looking at that one. So there's three stories, but there's a lot more coming up this hour.
Absolutely. You know, since it's already 4:14, we'll go ahead and round that up to your first traffic and weather check. Let's see here. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Looking at the roads here, luckily not as bad as it was yesterday. We had some problems throughout the first couple of hours last night. But right now, your main problems are going to be Mobile Highway traveling northbound passing Michigan Avenue. Also have some on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. And we also have a little bit of backups on a Navarre Parkway traveling westbound coming from the Herbert Field area. Those are your worst looking spots. As for your weather, 86 degrees. Going to be a low of 77 tonight with these rainfall chances that we've had earlier today lingering. And tomorrow is going to be rainy as well with a high of 88. And as we see those rainfall chances decrease on your Thursday and Friday, we're going to see the highs creep up to 91 and 93 respectively.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, I wanted to get you up to speed on this. National Hurricane Center forecaster tracking Tropical Storm Aaron this afternoon. Now located in the eastern Atlantic. The official intensity forecast is at the high end of the model guidance, showing Aaron becoming a major hurricane in around 5 days. Forecasters confirm the system will eventually curve north on a parallel path to Florida. But let me add this. This just was passed over from the National Weather Service. They're watching the forward movement of the storm. In other words, if it slows down, there's a better possibility of it hitting the East Coast of the United States.
Right,
so we're
right.
Watching the forward movement. And what are we going to do for that? Well, today, 435 National Weather Service moves in with us. We got them coming over from Mobile to talk about the rain situation down the Gulf. Yeah, there's a lot of rain down in the Gulf. We'll talk about that, what it's up to, where it's headed. But also the latest information on Aaron this afternoon, 435 on News Radio 92.3.
And an Alabama man was injured when shots rang out in Molino early this morning. Happened around 4:20 a.m. Officials say a man and woman had traveled from Atmore to a residence on Cedartown Road after a woman was invited by the homeowner. Apparently there was another woman present at the home when they arrived and the two women got into an argument. Investigators say the homeowner intervened in that argument and fired several gunshots at the vehicle as the man and woman left. The male visitor was shot in the back and another round hit the vehicle. The victim suffered a non-life-threatening wound and charges are expected against the homeowner, who's reportedly a convicted felon.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Well, Florida has a brand new lieutenant governor today. Evan Brown has more from Miami.
Florida has been without a lieutenant governor since June when Jeanette Nunez was named president of Florida International University. Now Governor Ron DeSantis will turn to Tampa area State Senator Jay Collins, an Army Green Beret veteran who lost a leg in combat.
Senator Jay Collins is the Chuck Norris of Florida politics. And I am proud to announce today that I am appointing him to be the next lieutenant governor of the free state of Florida.
Collins is 47 years old and served in both Afghanistan and Iraq. In Miami, Evan Brown, Fox News.
And Florida, one of the best states to live in. A new report by Wallet Hub ranks all 50 states based on metrics like housing costs, education rates, and quality of hospitals. The Sunshine State ranks sixth best, with the study citing better quality of life and economy scores. Massachusetts number one, Louisiana at the bottom.
Yeah, I wonder how they factor in the insurance rates here in the state of Florida as we're getting into that formula.
I'm not sure.
It's not so on the high end there. Listen, a hearing continued today for a lawsuit against a detention center down in South Florida. We're talking about Alligator Alcatraz. Fox TV affiliate Channel 7 News, Miami's Samantha Sosa has more.
A federal judge putting a temporary halt to construction last week, barring the installation of any new industrial lighting, any paving, filling, excavating, or fencing, citing concerns from environmental groups and the Miccosukee tribe. The lawsuit says the facility threatens environmentally sensitive wetlands and endangered species that live there and would destroy billions of dollars already spent on environmental restoration. According to the temporary order, the state of Florida and President Donald Trump's administration can continue to use the facility and house detainees there, but any further construction is on hold for now.
And it's back to federal court for Friends of the Everglades, which is trying to get a permanent injunction against further construction at Alligator Alcatraz. Attorney Eve Samples says they're going in with confidence after a two-week temporary restraining order was issued last week and adds that construction at the Migrant Detention Center violates the Look Before You Leap law, requiring environmental review, public input, and alternatives to be analyzed before anything is built.
Okay, a Florida man catches 87 pythons in a month. Wow. Gary Baumgarten has more.
He's been awarded $1,000 for doing it through a state incentive plan. Aaron Mann given the money as part of a python elimination program, which encourages python hunters to capture and kill as many as possible. The Burmese pythons were first spotted in the Everglades in the 1990s. Since then, their numbers have multiplied. Roughly 19,000 have been removed this decade. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
You know, I personally always hold respect towards people who do jobs that I would not want to do. So military, first responding, doctors, whatever. I guess we can add python hunters to the list. I know that's not as mainstream, but don't worry, you're seen. 419 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest hitting national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leavenrinke Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Office of Financial Regulation and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Secret offers, guaranteed returns, over-the-top promises that you too can make fast money. These are all red flags that you should be wary of when looking at investment opportunities. Visit Florida's Office of Financial Regulation website 24/7 to learn what questions to ask before you invest. Remember, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Visit SLOFR.gov to learn more.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. You know, a couple of years ago, we started doing something with the Pensacola Morning News that until that point we had not done at all, which is to podcast the entire episodes. Now, we've always put podcasts up of the interviews or of particularly interesting segments, but for several years, we have podcast the full show, so you can go and listen to it at your leisure. If you listen to us at 6 o'clock normally, you can go back and listen to the 5 o'clock hour, or, as some people have told me they do, you can even re-listen to things just to catch stuff you might have missed. In any case, all the podcasts are available at newsradio923.com.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
423 News Radio 92.3. There is a mixed report on inflation last month. Jenny Casola has an explanation.
The consumer price index moderated in July, increasing a cooler 0.2% and remaining at 2.7% for the year ending in July. However, the core readings rose slightly last month. CPI excluding food and energy increased 0.3%, and for the year ending in July, the increase was 3.1%. It's the first major release from the Labor Department's Bureau of Labor Statistics since the weak July employment report and severe revisions to previous months. Following that report, President Trump fired the head of the agency. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
424 News Radio 92.3. Yes, we are watching money today. Dow surging more than 450 points as rumors of that September rate cut kind of swirling around, a little optimistic. Hillary Barsky's got your numbers today.
Stocks climbing higher with the NASDAQ and S&P 500 notching record closes after consumer prices increased less than expected in July, boosting the probability of a Fed rate cut in September. The consumer price index, a closely monitored gauge of inflation, rose by 2.7% annually. Most all of the 11 S&P 500 sectors rose, with tech and financials leading the charge, and most of the Magnificent Seven stocks finished higher, with Meta posting a record close. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, Home Depot, and Microsoft. The Dow decliners, IBM, McDonald's, and Johnson & Johnson. The Dow rising 484 points, the NASDAQ higher by 296, S&P 500 up 72. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
All right, 425, Austin Price. Looking at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the Bay winner. That's Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782. Let's see what we got here. Still got some heavy backups on Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River, and on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound, passing the Hurlburt Field area, and Gulf Breeze Parkway to complete the trifecta if you're traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. As for issues in Pensacola, we just have some issues on I-10 if you're traveling westbound, passing the I-110 North Ramp, but that's to be expected as well. As for your weather, 86 degrees, low of 77 tonight. Got these rainfall chances this evening and bleeding over the next few days. But as the rainfall chances go down, the highs are going to come up by Friday, sitting at around a 93% or 93 degree high. That sucks.
Okay, cleanup continues in flood ravaged parts of the Midwest. They've been getting a lot of rain up there. In fact, record rainfall over the weekend.
Right.
Jeff Bonasso has an update on the report.
Flooding in southeast Wisconsin turned some neighborhoods into lakes, with cars underwater, basements flooded, and home foundations washed away. In and around Milwaukee County, from a fast and record amount of rainfall.
We had 14 inches of rain in this location right here, which is an intense amount in a short period of time. So there's no sewer system across the country that can maintain that amount.
Milwaukee Department of Public Works Commissioner Gerald Krushke. The flooding forced the closure of the Wisconsin State Fair. Thousands are still without power. Wisconsin's governor sending in the National Guard to assist as the region braces for more rain this week. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And the gunman behind last week's deadly shooting at the CDC headquarters in Atlanta died by suicide. In an update today, the Georgia Bureau of Investigation also said it had recovered written documentation that expressed the shooter's discontent with the COVID-19 vaccines. 30-year-old Patrick Joseph White opened fire at the CDC on Friday, killing an officer. Authorities said that White fired almost 200 rounds of ammunition during the shooting.
Boy, things kind of unstable in the nation's capital. The attorney general has met with D.C.'s mayor and police chief as the Trump administration temporarily takes control of the Metropolitan Police Department. Jared Halpin has more from the White House.
President Trump's executive order puts the Justice Department in charge of the Washington Metropolitan Police Department for 30 days. Mayor Muriel Bowser says her office is cooperating with federal agencies.
How we got here or what we think about the circumstances right now, we have more police and we want to make sure we're using them.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitz says a surge of federal law enforcement is paying off in D.C.
Last night, these arrests consisted of homicide, firearms offenses, possession with intent to distribute narcotics.
Levitz says the U.S. Park Police is dismantling homeless encampments. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And the Department of Justice settling lawsuits challenging race-based admissions at military schools. Students for Fair Admissions challenged the policies at West Point and the Air Force Academy. But according to AG Pam Bondi, the deal to terminate race-based admissions ended the need to continue the lawsuit. The deal marks a similar agreement made with the Naval Academy earlier this year.
Well, Senator Schiff, Democrat up there in Washington, is accused of leaking classified information to harm President Trump. He's saying, not me. Ryan Schmeltz has more on the not me.
A Democratic whistleblower told the FBI Senator Adam Schiff approved the leaking of classified documents, which were derogatory and would be used to indict President Trump. That, according to documents obtained by Fox News, where the whistleblower, during a private meeting with Schiff and others, allegedly tried to tell Schiff the actions would be illegal. The now California senator was the ranking member and chairman of the House Intelligence Committee during President Trump's first term in office and pushed the investigation into allegations of President Trump colluding with Russia to influence the 2016 election. Schiff's office responding by saying the allegations are not reliable, not credible, and unsubstantiated from a disgruntled former staffer. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
I would probably say that, too.
Yeah, probably. And police are identifying the man accused of killing three people at an Austin Target store. Police say it's 32-year-old Ethan Neinker, and he's got a long and violent rap sheet. Court records show he's been arrested for drug possession, criminal mischief, and several charges involving the assault of a family member. That means he should have been prevented from buying a weapon. The police chief said he has a history of mental illness.
Okay, President Trump setting that stage for his summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Alaska Friday. This is going to be good stuff. Peter Ducey has more from the White House.
President Trump's patience with Vladimir Putin is really starting to wear thin. This meeting in Alaska has to be the start of a ceasefire, and then issues about what land and where, who gets and when can be ironed out.
This is really a feel-out meeting a little bit. And President Putin invited me to get involved. He wants to get involved. I believe he wants to get it over with.
And we know that early on, ahead of this summit, efforts were made to get Zelensky to the table this week, but Zelensky is determined he can't make any concessions himself. He needs a national referendum in Ukraine for that, and that is going to take some time.
Okay, National Weather Service from Mobile live at 4:35. We're watching the rain down in the Gulf. Also, the latest update on Aaron. You got it. This is News Radio 92.3. Thanks for listening.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. President Trump preparing for a sit-down with Russian leader Vladimir Putin. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky will not be at the meeting. Zelensky says the Kremlin wants his country to withdraw from the Donetsk region as part of any ceasefire deal.
President Trump said that Friday's Alaska meeting, it could go good or it could go bad, but he feels any kind of land swap, as he calls it, could prove beneficial for Ukraine, for both sides, really. He expressed yesterday some frustration, though, with President Zelensky lacking the full authority to agree to that if it comes to it.
Fox's Alexandria Hall, stocks making gains today. The Dow adding 484 points. The NASDAQ jumping nearly 297. S&P 500 climbing 72. Gains following new numbers from the Bureau of Labor Statistics that show inflation is largely unchanged for July. Prices of some imports rose, while gas and grocery prices fell. America is listening to Fox News.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Pensacola Hardware has been serving the city's general contractors and tradesmen for 174 years. We very much appreciate our customers and are thankful to be one of the only brick-and-mortar businesses in downtown Pensacola to always offer plenty of free parking. We focus on the commercial construction trades and specialize in architectural and engineer-specified products. Whether you're an engineer, project manager, purchasing agent, or subcontractor, Pensacola Hardware is your best local source for construction supplies and exceptional product knowledge.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola. News Radio 92.3 wants to know what you think about our programming. Join the Listener Advisory Board and fill out our quick survey. Your feedback helps us shape the shows you love and discover new ones. Whether it's news, talk, sports, or other programming, we want to hear your suggestions and ideas. It takes just a few minutes, and it makes a big difference. Visit newsradio923.com today to fill out the survey. Let's make your listening experience even better. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's so hard to keep the smile from my face. Please do so, yeah, I'm all over the place.
Pensacola right now.
Jokers to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you.
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
All righty. Well, thousands of local voters have been purged from the voting rolls. Since 2024, more than 31,000 names have been eliminated after a new state law requiring inactive voters be removed after four consecutive general elections. An analysis of the numbers shows that both Republicans and Democrats are being removed at proportional rates.
Number two.
Okay, the state says Pensacola is spending way too much money. Governor DeSantis now wants to review the books on the city's buildings and data information. DOGE is demanding access to the city's files. This will happen on August 18th and 19th. The topic that had the highest number of requests for information was about diversity, equity, and inclusion, with 16 specific requests. Mayor Reeves confirmed the city would provide full transparency to the governor's office.
Number three.
Well, Pensacola Energy customers could potentially see a rate hike this fall. The projected amount is 5% more on bills after October. The increase is part of the proposed 25-26 annual budget for the city of Pensacola. The proposed budget comes as the city is facing scrutiny from DOGE, and one of the items that Florida DOGE singled out for more information from Pensacola on is transfers from Pensacola Energy to the city's general fund.
Okay, 435 News Radio 92.3, welcoming in Steve Miller. Yes, that guitar playing Steve Miller's with us today from the National Weather Service. How often do you get kidded about that, Steve?
Usually
not that often, you would think. So I use it as a memory worm.
Yeah. Well, I will tell you, Austin Price here in the studio with me, that's his favorite artist. So he was kind of taken back when you mentioned your name. He went, what?
It was very poetic, yes.
Well, listen, thanks for joining me today. There's a reason for this, a couple of reasons. Actually, I want to talk about the weather. It looks like it's just west of the Mobile area, extending down into the Gulf for quite a piece here. A lot of rain showers out there. What's going to happen with that system?
Well, that we have an upper trough currently stretching from over the Gulf across us right now. And then these just little impulses are just sending these waves of rain across us. We are not expecting it to turn to anything tropical. Mm-hmm. It's just going to give us a wet forecast for the next day or so.
Will that include elevated rip currents on the coastline?
The southerly winds, we are expecting an increased risk of rip currents. We do have, let me see, we do have a moderate risk over our Alabama beaches.
Okay.
And also on our Florida beaches at this point. I know some of the beaches are reporting what they call a high risk, but most of them are reporting moderate at this point.
So we're going to just kind of weather this thing as a big rainstorm, right?
Basically, yes.
Put it in simplistic terms, there to go.
I know some people are concerned,
yeah,
which is why the Hurricane Center went with a 0% chance of it becoming tropical on their latest forecast, their latest update at 4 p.m. our time. But, yeah, it's going to be rain.
Yep.
I know some of the roads over there tend to have a problem with the water over in Pensacola.
Right.
Like down in the near the Painted Bridge area and such.
Yeah, and so, we do have to be cautious of that because, doggone it, those roads, especially maybe sometimes out on the island, Fort Pickens Road or so, will kind of undergo some you know, high water situations. Let's just hope this one doesn't play out like that.
Well, we're not expecting the waves coming in to be that high to cause a problem down on Fort Pickens and on the rest of Gulf Islands, Massillon,
right,
Seashore to the west, I mean to the east. So it's, but we're keeping an eye on it.
I know you are, and that's why we check with you guys. Other topic of discussion I wanted to kind of bring in. You know, we have a very active text line here. We ask our listeners if they got the questions. They text in questions to us at 437-1620. But here's one that came in today, getting a lot of action on this question, talking about the forward speed of Tropical Storm Aaron. And what they're saying in their hearing, and I just wanted to clarify, and that's why we're speaking to you this afternoon, if the forward speed of Aaron slows down, is there a better chance of it making a U.S. landfall?
No.
Okay.
At this point, we are expecting an upper ridge to develop over the Atlantic with an upper trough along the east coast of the United States, and it will be going in between those two and curving up off the east coast in about 5-6 days or so.
So we can breathe and say we've dodged the bullet again.
And that's the way it's looking. All right. Of our guidance is pretty consistent on it making that turn to the north.
All right, Steve Miller.
And staying well away from us.
Our guitar-playing Steve Miller man from the National Weather Service with us this afternoon. Steve, you go out and have a great day, and thanks for your time today.
Certainly. Y'all have a great day.
You as well. Steve Miller from the National Weather Service on News Radio 92.3.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Wait, who's number one? For the first time in the history of the University of Texas Longhorns football program, the team has received the number one ranking in the Associated Press preseason poll. Yet, the Longhorns are not even the odds makers' choice to win their first game of the season, 18 days from today. According to ESPN, it's the first time dating to at least 1978 a preseason number one ranked team is an underdog in its season opener. Who are the Longhorns playing August 30th? Defending national champion Ohio State, which is ranked third in the preseason poll. The Buckeyes favored by 2.5 points over the Longhorns in the game that will be played in Columbus at Ohio Stadium.
Ground ball, Miller off the mound, bare hand pickup, throw to first, 10 in a row for the Brewers.
What a run. put a run these guys are on. Good for them. Doing everything right.
All things golden for the Brewers.
On FanDuel Sports Network Wisconsin, make it 25 wins in 29 games for Milwaukee, which scored a 7-1 win over the Pirates Monday. The Brewers had the best record in baseball by 5 games, 74-44. 6.5 games in front of the Cubs atop the NL Central.
Swinging a high fly ball left field. That ball is deep. Back it goes. And that ball is gone. How about Alex Bregman? First at bat, returning to Houston. And he hits that one into the Crawford boxes.
So much love for the people here in Houston, the fans, my teammates, the coaches, this entire organization. Just an amazing time here. I'll be forever grateful to the Astros organization.
Alex Bregman with Fox 26 in Houston. Now with the Red Sox, Bregman homered in his first at-bat back in Houston last night on Space City Home Network. Bregman's home run not enough for the Red Sox, who lost 7-6 to the AL West leading Astros, who got an RBI single from Carlos Correa in his first game back in H-Town since reacquired from the Twins. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And I wanted to give you some more details on this because I think this is just laughably ridiculous. The starting quarterback for the University of Oklahoma Sooners, John Mateer, is denying allegations of sports betting. And you may be wondering what allegations were brought his way. Well, screenshots of Venmo memos dating back to November of 2022 that he titled sports gambling. Mateer, who is a freshman at Washington State University at the time, he called them inside jokes, but the NCAA has a strict policy prohibiting college athletes from wagering on sports, so OU officials are nonetheless investigating.
He has a place on South Park, let me tell you. He'll fit right in there. They killed Kenny. I
mean, he's giving them something to make fun of.
Absolutely. Okay, it's been almost a month since Indiana Fever player Caitlin Clark has played. I'm getting furious about this because I do know they play. They do air the WNBA on Friday nights.
Right.
And every time I go up there to watch the Fever play, she doesn't play. Okay. Joe Morgan has an update on what the heck is going on.
The WNBA continues to be without its biggest star. Caitlin Clark is progressing from an injured right groin, but the reigning rookie of the year is still not practicing, Indiana Fever head coach Stephanie White said on Monday. Clark has not played since suffering the injury on July 15th in a game against Connecticut, just a few days before the league's All-Star game took place in Indianapolis. Clark was forced to sit out the game and the three-point contest, and the All-Star will miss her 11th straight game on Tuesday when Indiana takes on Dallas. After taking the league by storm in her rookie season, Clark has played in just 13 games this year. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Here's today's health news.
Well, dietitians are recommending certain breakfast foods to help fight inflammation. They include the usual foods such as blueberries, oatmeal, yogurt, whole grain toast, and whole grain cereal. But they're also suggesting that we eat such non-traditional foods at breakfast time, such as cherries, chia seeds, sweet potatoes, and lentils. They say these foods get your day off to a healthy start and reduce the risk of type 2 diabetes and heart disease.
Okay, eggs. We've all been told about them, but what's the truth about their impact on our health? Inquiring minds want to know. Fox's Monica DeLuca reports in this house call for help.
How bad are eggs on your cholesterol level? A new study says not as bad as you've been told. It found that incorporating 2 eggs per day into your diet can actually reduce LDL cholesterol more than an egg-free diet. LDL is considered the bad cholesterol, and experts previously thought that an egg-riddled diet could make the bad cholesterol weigh out the good. Experts now say what matters is how much saturated fat is in your diet. Researchers say eggs are unusual in that while they may be high in cholesterol, they're low in saturated fat. House Call for Health, I'm Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
Okay, while we're passing along tips, health tips this afternoon, health experts are giving tips to protect the eyesight of children this month. Here's Lisa Brady.
This is House Call for Health. August is Children's Eye Health and Safety Month. The American Academy of Ophthalmology says children are susceptible to many vision and eye problems, from injury to infection and increased nearsightedness. The Rural Health Association of Tennessee says a key aspect of the Awareness Month is promoting routine eye exams because those regular checkups can identify common issues that could impact a child's learning and development if not treated, or worse, can lead to permanent vision impairment. It also stresses proper eye safety. safety, like during sports and recreational activities. The association says up to 90% of those kinds of injuries can be avoided by wearing safety goggles or sports glasses. And one more part of the Awareness Month, the impact of digital screen time. With increased usage comes increased eye strain. That can have symptoms including headaches, blurred vision, dry eyes, which can all lead to comfort and productivity issues. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
1245 on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Indeed I am. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Got some backups on Mobile Highway traveling northbound towards Blue Angel Parkway and on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. Last other major spots are not much of a surprise either. Got some backups on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound in front of Hurlburt Field and on Highway 90 traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. As for your local weather, 86 degrees, low of 77 tonight. As rainfall chances start to decrease over the next few days heading into your weekend, the highs are going to creep back up. Fridays and Saturdays sitting at 93 and 94 degrees.
All right. That's your look into our local situation weather-wise. Communities around the U.S. bracing for storms that may bring dangerous conditions. Fox's meteorologist Adam Klotz has the details in the latest Fox weather forecast.
The flood risk continues across the southeastern United States as some storms could bring heavy rain to waterlogged areas. The best chance for flooding is in the southern Appalachians. Strong storms are also possible this afternoon and evening across the upper Great Lakes and parts of the Midwest, mainly in Wisconsin and Michigan. Isolated gusty winds and hail are the main threat. Heat builds in the northeast with highs climbing in the 90s for parts of the I-95 corridor from Washington, D.C. to Boston. Combined with humidity, the heat index values may top 100 degrees in some spots. And in the tropics, Tropical Storm Aaron is churning over the central Atlantic and is forecast to strengthen into the first hurricane of the season over the next couple of days. However, it brings no immediate U.S. impacts, at least through the weekend. Adam Klotz, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Okay, there's a mixed report on inflation last month. Jenny Casola is all over the story.
The consumer price index moderated in July, increasing a cooler 0.2% and remaining at 2.7% for the year ending in July. However, the core readings rose slightly last month. CPI excluding food and energy increased 0.3%, and for the year ending in July, the increase was 3.1%. It's the first major release from the Labor Department's Bureau of Labor Statistics since the weak July employment report and severe revisions to previous months. Following that report, President Trump fired the head of the agency. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Artificial intelligence startup Perplexity AI has made a unsolicited $34.5 billion bid for Google's Chrome browser, according to CNBC. That figure, though, higher than Perplexity's current valuation, but the company said several investors are agreeing to back the deal. Last month, Perplexity was valued at $18 billion. Boeing today says it delivered 48 airplanes in July, which is down from 60 in June. It was the most deliveries by the company in July since 2017, when it handed over 58. Boeing, however, continues to fall behind European rival Airbus in deliveries. Airbus handed over 67 jets in July. On Wall Street, stocks were higher, with the three major averages gaining anywhere from 1.1 to 1.3%. Crude oil futures above $63 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, attorneys for Daryl Hall and John Oates say the business dispute between them has been resolved in arbitration. You know, we were talking about this last week about Hall and Oates and their legal problems.
That's a very sad storyline.
But it's been fixed. I don't know what to degree. Michelle Polino does.
Daryl Hall and John Oates have privately settled their dispute over their Hall & Oates business partnership through arbitration, bringing a quiet end to a very public feud. According to a Monday court filing, Hall's attorneys said arbitration has reached a final judgment. Details of the outcome were not disclosed. The legal battle began in November of 2023 when Hall sued to block Oates from selling his stake in Hall Oates Enterprises LLP, accusing Oates of partnership betrayal, and Oates calling Hall's claims inflammatory and inaccurate. The duo, who scored 1970s and 80s hits like Man Eater, Rich Girl, and more, have had no contact since the dispute. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And U.S. electricity usage is expected to reach new highs this year and next year. According to a projection from the Energy Information Administration, commercial power sales will increase by 3% this year and 4.5% in 2026. Analysts attribute the projected increases to more demand from data centers. President Trump has sought to bolster fossil energy and nuclear power while also seeking to slow the build out of solar and wind power.
Well, another university coming under the legal microscope this afternoon. Justice Department says university in the D.C. area is violating civil rights laws and must take immediate action. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
George Washington University acted deliberately indifferent to a hostile environment for Jewish, American, Israeli, and Israeli students, an investigation by the Justice Department found. The department's civil rights division says the university took no meaningful action and was instead indifferent to complaints about harm suffered by Jewish and Israeli students and faculty during pro-Palestinian protests on campus. In a letter to university leadership, Assistant Attorney General Harmeet Dillon says the school must enter a voluntary resolution agreement to ensure immediate remediation to prevent the recurrence of discrimination, harassment, and abuse. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
All right, it's the Elon Musk versus Tim Cook fight. How's that sound? Would that be a big draw there?
Clash of the Titans, yeah, for sure.
It really would. Elon is now threatening to sue Apple over Apple Store rankings. Elon's not a happy camper. Carmen Roberts has a story.
Elon Musk says he plans to sue Apple for excluding his platforms X and its AI chatbot, Grok, from the App Store's must-have section. He claims X is the number one news app in the world and Grok is number five, so they deserve to be in the must-haves. In a series of posts on X, Musk accused Apple of favoring OpenAI, claiming that is an antitrust violation. So his AI company, XAI, will take immediate legal action, adding, "Are you playing politics? What gives? Inquiring minds want to know." Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
4:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes for you. Some more frivolous headlines as we help ease you into the end of this 4 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
We need your help.
It's the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital.
The 7th annual Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon is Friday, August 15th, in the lobby of the Studer Family Children's Hospital, presented by Hanto and Clark.
You will hear stories of bravery and inspiration from local kids and families who have benefited from the care and expertise of the hospital's highly trained physicians and staff.
All the money stays right here.
Gulfwinds Credit Union is matching donations up to $20,000.
This year, help us raise funds for supporting our childhood cancer patients with a lit laser.
Special thank you to our champion sponsors, including Florida Power and Light.
Thank you.
And our hope sponsors, Autumn Beck Blackledge PLLC, International Paper, and Navy Federal Credit Union. You can get more at catcountrycares.com or text KIDS to 850-430-1987.
Proudly supporting your kids at the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
4:55, heads up, Pensacola. I bet you thought I wasn't coming back, did you? I like Gracie Slick and the Starship. I go back to the airplane days on that one.
But well, I thought you weren't going to have time to do it, but you actually did. So yeah, that worked out.
Great track. And what we did in New Orleans when we were doing rock radio, and when they had talking about the city, we would always insert New Orleans. Just a little bit of madness, you know? Okay, speaking of madness, Austin Price in, taking a look at the weather, local traffic together this afternoon on News Radio 92.3.
Yes, indeed. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Compassion International. Thousands of kids in poverty have waited over a year for a sponsor. You can end their wait today by becoming a Compassion sponsor. Just text radio to 83393. Let's see. Looking at the roads here. Got some backups on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. And got some developing on Palafox Street traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. And on Mobile Highway traveling northbound towards Blue Angel Parkway. Outside of that, your worst looking spots would have to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. And Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field. As for your weather, 86 degrees, low of 77 tonight. Got rainfall chances over the next few days. But they're going to start to dissipate as the highs start to creep back up.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Well, it must be football season. Taylor's back. You know what's going to happen here, folks. Yeah. She's now going on her boy. They put in her boyfriend. Like, we don't know who
that guy,
Travis Kelce, is.
That one Chiefs player.
Anyway, going on Travis's podcast to talk about her upcoming album. Why not? Great platform to do it. Here's Michelle Pollino.
Taylor Swift has announced her 12th studio album, The Life of a Showgirl, hours after a mysterious countdown on her website expired. Fans suspected a big reveal when the clock hit 12:12 a.m. Eastern on the 12th, and they were right. Swift confirmed the title on Travis Kelce's New Heights podcast.
This is my brand new album, The Life of a Showgirl.
TS12! Yeah.
Spotify billboards appeared in New York City and Nashville minutes later with a code linking to a playlist called And Baby, That's Show Business for You. All the Swift tracks were produced by Max Martin and Shellback, a possible clue to the new album's sound. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
Travis does that with Jason, right?
Yes.
Okay. His podcast.
Yeah. And Puerto Rican rapper and producer Jayco under arrest for cocaine possession in Miami-Dade County. He was arrested early this morning near Southwest 8th Street and 69th Avenue. He's known for songs like Dakiti and No Me Canoche, as well as collaborations with Bad Bunny. Bond was set at $3,000.
What?
Yeah, I know, right? So it says he was arrested. I'm assuming he's out.
$3,000, right?
I'd be out.
Now, this is this is like a bazillionaire, right?
I'm assuming he's got some decent money if he's done work with Bad Bunny.
At least he knows the right people. Former NFL head football coach, and we both said we like him, John Gruden.
Yeah, he's all right.
Call him Chucky. Right. That's the highest honor you can give the guy.
I'm sure it's an affectionate term.
He sure is. He won big in court on Monday. Here's the latest.
The Nevada Supreme Court clears the way for a lawsuit filed by former Las Vegas Raiders coach John Gruden to proceed against the NFL. The 2021 lawsuit alleges that the league pressured the Raiders to fire Gruden by leaking old emails that included racist, misogynistic, and homophobic comments. Gruden later resigned from the Raiders. The NFL appealed a decision by Nevada's high court in 2022 after a judge rejected the league's calls to dismiss the suit outright or to order arbitration talks overseen by Commissioner Roger Goodell. But the justices in a 5-2 ruling said what the league was asking for was, quote, unconscionable. Gruden is seeking monetary damages, claiming that the league ruined his career and endorsement deals. Tony Genualdo, Fox News.
President Trump's considering whether to reclassify marijuana as a less dangerous drug. Peter Ducey has more from the White House.
And a big part of this for President Trump is about big business and a potentially big marketplace that could be taxed to the benefit of the U.S. government.
Some people like it. Some people hate it. Some people hate the whole concept of marijuana because if it does bad for the children, it does bad for people that are older than children.
It's already just about everywhere, but the big upside is pitched by users as an effective way to deal with chronic illnesses.
Okay, thanks for listening this afternoon. You are listening to News Radio 92.3. Be back in 12.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.